Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That's about 1974, maybe 73. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. Stephen with a V, Gaffney with two Fs. He is our honesty expert. He's the author of Be a Change Champion, also Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works, also Honesty Sells. You're starting to get the picture. We're talking about different ways of communicating with people in a way that's productive. And your goal here, Stephen, is to help us run our businesses more productively, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, when we were talking about the whole ethics thing, where I was headed with this is actually.
And folks, I drug him into ethics. He was talking about different levels of honesty. Just to be clear, I want to get this out of the table. He was talking about the different levels of honesty, which I thought was fascinating: reactive, proactive, and foreshadowing. I never had thought about those three things before, folks. I'd never even heard about the concept of foreshadowing as using that term. But I'm the one who drug him into ethics, and so go ahead.
Well, so we have to look at our organization, and we have to ask ourselves, what level are we talking about? Are we just basically waiting to be asked with our customer and internally? Are we more proactively, or are we foreshadowing honesty? And that's really the cream of the crop. And the reason why I was not connecting that necessarily with ethics, of course, honesty is about ethics, but I was trying to stay away from that for a moment to say, look, reactive, proactive, and foreshadowing is really healthy to look at because it's the most effective way to run a business. And when businesses don't run this way and they don't hit the cream of the crop, they suffer profitability. For example, mm-hmm. even at proactive honesty, if we're not leading and sharing with our customer potential problems or issues, or if we're waiting for the problems to happen and having them wait to ask us, we're creating problems. I just was working on a program for a major client of mine and turning it around because they were being reactive honesty with the customer. And I said to them, look, you're not building trust because you're not proactive and you're not foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. Once they instilled that, the whole program turned around.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this is your standard operating procedure, always being reactive, I agree with you. But I can see where reactive would be, you know, when I have an infinite number of closes. I was taught how to close by the best, and over the years, I have no idea how many different closes I have. I can use them. I could use six in 5 seconds if I had to. And so I would think that, but that doesn't mean that one close is a good close and one's a bad close. Some of them are more aggressive than others. But when I think about the reactive honesty, the reactive level of honesty, as you call it. Sometimes, you know, if I had a customer, if it's December and I have a customer who says, hey, Jim, I need another one of these widgets that you sell. When can you get it in here? Now, I know there's a new version coming out in January. He just said, when can you get it in here? And then I could say I could have it there by next week. And then he would say, fine. So here's my question. Am I obligated, and this is where I talk about ethics, am I obligated to say, okay, but tell me why you need it next week?
Well, here's the reason why.
Because I could do proactive, then I could do foreshadowing, and maybe find out, well, I really don't need it till January, which means he could take advantage of the new version.
Yeah, so here, this deals with something else. We live in a world right now where people find out the truth faster than ever. And when they do mm-hmm. and they find out that we aren't proactive and we aren't foreshadowing, we'll break their trust.
Right.
So we might win the sale by answering their question.
Right.
But when they find out there's a new version,
right.
when they find out that we actually
That's
lowered
the
price in January.
Right. So my point is, what I've done is he would say, when can you have it? I'd say, fine. Then I would go ahead and say, tell me why you need it this month. And he would, because this is a good customer, and he would say, "Well, I want to make sure I've got one here for January. I want to have it ready to go." And I said, "Well, what if I brought it? What if I told you you could have a new version and have it ready in January?" And he would want to say one or two things: "I can't help it. I can't wait on the new version. of which I'm off. I made a sale. I'm off the hook. Or he says, "Hey, I can wait on that new version." But I've gone through your three steps there, Steve, yeah. Right?
Well, yes, and you can do it even in a shorter way. But you could say, like, the person says, "I need this by December." You could say, "I can get it to you December. I just want to let you know, in the spirit of full disclosure here, we're going to have a new version in January. Would you like to wait on that or not?"
But if he told me first, yeah. I've got to have it this month, I'm not obligated to tell him about January.
See, here's the thing. You're not.
If I know his business,
but
he says,
"Burn their truck.
I got to have it in here because it's the one I got is not going to make it to just January 1st." Then I'm not obligated to tell him, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything unethical. I've asked him some questions. He's told me what he needs, and he can't wait. I've determined he can't wait. But anyway, it's this is why I say this is where I bring ethics into these things myself.
Well, see, and the way I would look at this, and where I've coached executives, admirals, general CEOs, all different levels, is you have to look at the long-term relationship. And so I would say, yeah, you're not doing anything wrong necessarily. But I will tell you this. When the customer does find out there's a new version, you run the risk of them thinking that we did do something wrong and we were dishonest.
Right about that. But as I said, you know, there's nobody knows more about long-term relationships than me. I can tell you that. But you have to manage those things. But I'm excited about you helping us with these three examples: reactive, proactive, foreshadowing. Those are great ways of breaking this down, Stephen. Good job today.
Thank you, Brad.
I need a website one more time.
Yeah, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
We always have a great debate when Stephen joins us. Thanks, Stephen. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.